There is a doctrine that was created in America, tailor-made for America. It's the doctrine of the carnal Christian.
All right, it says in verse number 14, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am what? I am carnal, sold under sin." Now here what's funny. There's this preacher called Paul Washer. He's this phony Pete preacher. And everybody's like, "Oh, you need to listen to this guy preach." They're always sending me his sermons, telling me how great this guy is. The guy is the biggest heretic, phony, lying devil. Not preaching the King James Bible. And he preached a total works salvation.
But you weren't saved by a magic formula or some words you repeated after someone else. You were saved because you repented of your sins and you believed. And not only did you do that in the past, you continue to do it even until now. Because when Jesus, a proper translation of that verse he gave, is this: "The kingdom of God has come. The time is fulfilled. Now, spend the rest of your life repenting of your sins and believing in me."
You say you believe, and you have no works? Your faith is hypocritical. It's unreal. It's wrong. No. No. If you don't have works, you're going to hell.
And he dresses it up all different ways. But you know what? If you can't tell that what he's preaching is works salvation, it's just because you're not even saved. So you can't even tell the difference. And those that are blinded today are sucked in by this guy because they can't understand that what he's preaching is just works salvation. Paul Washer doesn't preach works, then you're not even saved. If you've listened to him and you think he's not preaching works salvation, then you're not saved. Because he gets up and clearly says, if you're sinning and you keep sinning, you're not saved. And if you don't obey Christ and cue all the works, then you're not saved. And if you don't do this and do that, then you're not saved. And if you don't repent of all your sins, then you're not saved. And I mean, this guy just preaches a hardcore works salvation. To an extreme. I mean, he doesn't just kind of mix in works. It's total works based. It's total. You're not saved unless you're doing this and doing this and doing this and doing this and doing. Hey, the Bible says him that worketh not. I think it's the third time I'm quoting it in this sermon. But believe it. It's possible to believe without doing the works. His faith is counted for righteousness.
No. No. If you don't have works, you're going to hell.
He's popular. I don't know why this guy's whining preaching is so popular, but he gets up and whines and cries about all this stuff. And he, you know, it's funny, there's this really famous sermon that he preached. Like, I've listened to literally like 10 minutes of this guy's preaching. Because people are sending me emails like almost every day, like, "You need to listen to Paul Washer. You need to hear Paul Washer. Like, you need to listen to Paul Washer." So finally I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to see who Paul Washer is. And it's the only time I've ever listened to Paul Washer. So I pulled up his most famous sermon. Okay? You know, the shocking or whatever it was. I don't know what it's called. I pulled up and I just listened to 10 minutes of it. And he's like telling you how worldly you are. And he's got like a whole rock and roll set like behind him. He's like, "Christians are so worldly." He's like, "Your churches are so worldly." And so this guy preaches. And here's a famous quote that I've seen from him. "There's no such thing as a carnal Christian."
My dear friend, there is no such thing as a carnal Christian.
That's a famous quote. Has anybody ever heard people say it? And I don't even know if it's original with him. Because I've heard a lot of people, "There's no such thing as a carnal Christian." Because they say, if you're carnal, you're not saved. You know, if you're living in the flesh, you're not saved. No, Christians aren't carnal. If you're not living for God, you're not saved. It's a work salvation. There's no such thing as a carnal Christian. Well, then why did Paul say, "I'm carnal"? This is really tough to understand, isn't it? That right there should show you that Paul Washer is a liar. Because it says right there, Paul, I mean, look, would you consider the Apostle Paul a really good Christian or what? I mean, he was like probably the greatest guy in the New Testament besides John the Baptist and Jesus Christ. He's probably right there, number three position. And he said, "I'm carnal." But Paul Washer's not carnal. Isn't that interesting? So he's way better than the Apostle Paul. Aren't we lucky to have him in our day? We would have been cool to hear the Apostle Paul preach, but even better is to hear Paul Washer, because he's not carnal at all. But yet the Apostle Paul said, "I'm carnal." He said in 2 Corinthians 3, he said, when I wrote unto you, he said, I had to write unto you as babes in Christ because you're so carnal. But they were babes in Christ. They were saved, but they were just a spiritual baby. And so they were carnal. Paul says, I am carnal. He said, you know, he's just basically just confessing the fact that he does a lot of things that he shouldn't do.
My dear friend, there is no such thing as a carnal Christian.
Because you've got to give up the things of this world to be saved, right? And his big thing is repent of your sins. Repent of your sins. You got to repent of your sins. And his whole shocking message was like, if you believe that's not enough, you also have to repent of your sins. That, which isn't a shock, since the same lie has been preached for by Roman Catholicism and all these other phony religions since the dawn of time. And he's up there preaching against worldliness, but the whole music before his sermon was all rock and roll. But that's not worldly, right? Okay? And he's getting up there preaching, and I listened to like 10 minutes of his whining, and I was like, this is garbage. This is ridiculous. This guy's a liar. This guy's a false prophet. And I, you know, and now when I get those emails, I just delete them, you know.